One of his medical doctor's first patients when he came to town was a horse. He was glad to treat the horse, but he was there to help people. In time, the chance to work with humans rather than horses did occur, and he gained a good reputation, a reputation that lives on today. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
As Becky Pollock explains, a doctor whose name is known for some of the best medical care in the world began with some very humble beginnings in his field.
Well, it's fun to say that one of Dr. Mayo's first patients in Le Sueur was a horse. A gentleman said, "My horse is ill, can you help it?" And he was able to help the horse, which really helped his reputation locally.
Becky Pollock shares the story from the Mayo home in Le Sueur, Minnesota. She says Dr. Mayo was much more than a medical doctor in this small town.
Dr. Mayo actually in Le Sueur had many other professions, so he also edited the first newspaper in Le Sueur, and he operated a ferry boat to get people back and forth across the river, and he still had his farm and some cattle.
But it was medicine, of course, where Mayo made his name. Word of his ability as a doctor spread up and down the Minnesota River Valley. He had arrived here in Le Sueur in the 1850s after studying medicine in Indiana.
A lot of people would try any home remedy they could think of before they'd even go get the doctor. Most doctors just apprenticed from other doctors, and those doctors maybe didn't have any formal education either. So Dr. Mayo was very well educated for the time.
Today we know Mayo Clinic based in Rochester, not Le Sueur. The Civil War was the cause for that move.
He eventually became examining surgeon for the Civil War Army, and that position is what moved him to Rochester.
But perhaps he would have been a good doctor, yet one lost to history, if not for a natural disaster that struck the town and led his name to be tied to one of the best-known hospitals and clinics in the world. The story of that tragedy, a group of nuns, and some groundbreaking work are next time as we travel the countryside. In Le Sueur, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.